ascetic Haftar, eldest son of Eastern Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar, said that he was open to a presidential bid, but cautioned that nationwide elections in the OPEC member could only occur if the country was stable and a new unified government was in place. Libya has had little peace or security since a 2011 NATO-backed uprising and it split in 2014 between warring Eastern and Western factions. Though major warfare paused after a 2020 ceasefire, there is little trust between the main factional leaders. Many Libyans suspect their political leaders have little interest in a lasting settlement or elections that could oust them from positions of authority that they have held for years. El-Sadiq, who unlike his 79-year-old father has no military responsibilities, has increasingly nurtured his public and social media image amid uncertainty over whether his father still intends to run for the presidency in the future. Speaking in an interview, El-Sadiq defended his family's role in the country and sought to portray himself as representing Libya's younger generation. When asked whether he would be a candidate in any future presidential election, he said that it would all depend on conditions at the time, but wanted to be clear that if he did run he would represent all Libyans.